In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Mediatrix, Co-Redemptrix, and Advocate, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We are all called to be co-redeemers in Christ, in a term used by Saint John Paul II and by Pius XI, the Pope, who presided at the time of the Fatima apparitions, and that was almost 100 years ago. Pope Benedict Emeritus, upon visiting Fatima in 2007 and blessing the sick with the Blessed Sacrament, called them, the sick, to be co-redeemers, to be redeemers in the Redeemer, redeemers in the big R, the Redeemer, who is, of course, is Jesus, Jesus of mercy. Now you might ask, how can we be members of the body of Christ, the church, which is the bride of Christ? How can this be? Well, if you refer to scripture, Colossians 1:24, St. Paul speaks to make up what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ for the sake of his body, which is the church. And again, if we look at 1 Corinthians 3:9, we are called to be co-workers with God. Clearly this term co is not meaning equal to, meaning instead co-workers, but working with God. Co meaning with in the Latin. We are co-heirs, are we not, with Christ when we are baptized, co-heirs to the kingdom of heaven. His love is such that he wants this of us. It doesn't mean that we are equal to God as heir to the kingdom. We can be co-creators with the Father when we have children. We are participating and cooperating with the Creator through the laws of biology that he placed, but it requires us to enact through this wonderful mystery the continuation which brings about the image and likeness of God in children. We can now go on and say that we are co-sanctifiers with the Holy Spirit. The bishop offers the sacrament of confirmation. The priest baptizes. Both of those actions, ex opere operato, with the words and the work, bring forth the Holy Spirit into the soul and strengthen us in confirmation the fervor to want to be a soldier of Christ. There are also, in some cases, anyone is able to baptize, for example, if someone's in a car accident and has asked for baptism, even that person who is being asked does not need to be Christian, providing he wants to do what the church wants with baptism and he uses the right formula. I baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Baptism occurs. The Holy Spirit infuses the soul of that person who is baptized. To return to the 1 Corinthians quote and also the Colossians, we are called to be co-workers with God. St. John Paul II comment, how is it possible that someone who is lacking in the sufferings of Christ, and how is it possible if it is, and that we are to make up what is lacking? Well, he explained it in Salvelici Doloris, on the meaning of suffering. Those who share in the sufferings of Christ preserve in their own sufferings a very special particle in the infinite treasure of the world's redemption, of the mercy of God. and can share this treasure with others. We share in this ministration, in ministering this mercy. God has deemed, wants it this way. Whoever suffers in union with Christ, remember, in union with Christ, not blaspheming, not regretting, not seeing that it is unfair that this suffering should be so intense, to recognize that it is a wonderful gift given to you to enable you to become co-redeemers with Christ. Whoever suffers in union with Christ not only receives from Christ that strength already referred to, but also completes in his suffering what is lacking in Christ's affliction. It's unfolding what the answer is to what is lacking in Christ's suffering. Christ has, in a sense, opened his suffering to all human suffering, insofar as man becomes a sharer in Christ's suffering in any part of the world and in any part in history. To that extent, he is able to complete in his own way the suffering which Christ accomplished in his redemption of the world. It does not mean that Christ's suffering is incomplete. No, it is only means that the redemption through satisfaction, through love, remains always open to all love expressed in human suffering. In brief, Christ has allowed us, because he loves us so much, to be operators in his divine plan of bringing souls back to him. Through the suffering of Our Lady and also Jesus, she, in a unique way, suffered. God allowed her to suffer. And it is in that suffering that we identify very much with the mother who was made compassionate for us to understand all our suffering so we can be at the foot of the cross with her, how intense that suffering was. But when we're with her, we are strengthened to accept the suffering which has been given to us, because God is in control of everything and he never allows us to suffer beyond our own capabilities of receiving this suffering to be meritorious. In brief, the suffering of Christ has brought about infinite mercy to everyone. He came to die on the cross for everyone. So he's allowed our suffering to be united with his, so that the merits attained from his own passion are distributed through the Immaculate, but by our act of accepting this suffering. In other words, we suffer to release the graces through Our Lady to bring about the mercy of God upon those souls who are in dire straits of conversion. So the suffering which you may have, painful as it is and wanting so much for your own members of the family to convert, it takes time, but your suffering may have brought about the conversion of someone else's child in a country like Alaska, Russia, or Japan. You will never know about it until we are in heaven. These graces are released. Pope Pius XII has said, by our prayers, by our sacrifices, the Most Holy Rosary is referred to by every Fatima apparition. Our Lady is asking us for prayer, the Most Holy Rosary daily by sacrifices, and that in itself is a sacrifice to make the effort. We may not sense that it is being worthwhile, but persist, because we are being obedient to what the Church is asking us to do, and that is to pray the Rosary. And we talk of the Rosary. Originally, the understanding of the Rosary, as I mentioned earlier, was the three mysteries. So when we hear of that particular proclamation of God, when they ascertained and it was spoken that there were 153 fish which were caught by Peter as he cast his net into the world, his prayers and sufferings, his meticulousness and his obedience, that obedience, being obedient as Jesus was unto death, and asking God to forgive them for they know what they do. In these obediences, the miracle occurs. The rosary is the call for everyone. It's the call of Fatima. So consider it more deeply. Foster an awareness of the mysteries. Reflect on the scriptural rosaries pertaining to every Hail Mary, and you will grow. As one of the friars had said when he consecrated himself to a lady who was to Our Lady, as what happens when we start this fervent prayer to Our Lady and we act out the will of God by consecration, it's like being in a spaceship. It takes off, you put the seat back on, and you don't know where it's going to take you, but you trust, and God will attend to all your needs when you give yourself to Our Lady. And this is the role that she plays. She's a co-redemptrix. She's the only one who operates in the cooperative way of being objective by offering her own body to bring forth the birth and the formation of the human nature of God himself in the person of Jesus. So we see her unique role. We see her at the foot of the cross. We see John at the foot of the cross, how he was strengthened because of the presence of Our Lady. The others didn't have Our Lady as John did. Now we find that they're strengthened and from Pentecost because her spousal relationship, her pregnancy was caused by the Holy Spirit coming upon her, by being overshadowed by God on high, and by conceiving in her womb, she formed this relationship with the Holy Trinity, which again is spoken of at Fatima. The Holy Trinity indwells in us when we receive our baptism and we lose the presence of the Holy Trinity, the action of the Holy Spirit, that love from the God of three persons, which comes to us through Mary Immaculate, who brought into our awareness the three persons of one in one God. The children of Fatima offered the things that they cannot change to accept with resignation the crosses that came within the providential locations of their lives. When they are patiently endured, when you are patient with the suffering and the torments and the clashes and the misunderstandings, you are suffering. Use it in union with Jesus and Mary, and you'll find you are the agent of releasing the graces that are already there. These graces are to be used like for tomorrow. Grace of mercy to turn someone doomed to change, to change them, to turn back to God. Therefore, the amount of participation, the greater our participation averts people damning themselves forever and fulfilling what Our Lady asks at Fatima, to prevent souls being lost in the eternal fires of hell. She asks for prayer, and that prayer is the most holy rosary. Many people are being lost in hell because there is no one to pray for them. These little sufferings, the grey skin from the elbow of the little one, what do we say to them? Offer it up to the Immaculate. Offer it up to Jesus. Offer it up to Our Lady. Whenever you offer anything to Our Lady, she gives it immediately to Jesus. When you offer it up, that is what we're talking about, operating as co-redeemers in Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.